I just want things to get back to normal.
You call what's been going on around here normal?
I don't mean the past couple weeks normal. I mean 6 months ago normal. You know, we get a client, we send him back in time, he comes back disappointed.
Oh, that normal.
Yeah, that normal. Except better. You know, we can rebuild it, make it...
better, stronger, faster.
Something like that.
No. Bionic time travel. If I had $6 million...
I'd buy you some art, a Picasso or a Garfunkel.
Speaking of bare naked ladies...
I told you I'm not talking about it.
She went from he to she pretty quick and suddenly...
Things moved fast.
You're lucky there wasn't a thing moving fast.
There were girly bits.
Didn't you see The Crying Game?
La 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 la, I'm not listening, not listening.
Sit right down, open up your ears, time to take you to a new destination. Tell you a tale that you won't believe, gotta use a little imagination. Charlie and Steve both down on their luck, looking for a job to pay. Walking the streets, all help wanted sign, went in to see what they had to say.
You look like two nice guys. Come on in and we'll give you a try.
We're an agency here of the traveling kind. Call It's About Time.
God, Stella, I love this place.
It's amazing. Who knew Charleston would have a performing arts center?
Especially on James Island. The key to my future less than a mile from my house. The road to destiny.
The road to folly.
Is paved with wisdom. Or something like that. Anyway, I know I am destined for more. I went to this palm reader down by the Piggly Wiggly, and she said I need to reach for the stars and follow my dreams.
Wow, she said that? How original.
I want to go to New York City and become a Rockette.
Oh my God, you could totally be a Rockette, Amanda.
You know, I stream Days of Our Lives all the time. Anyway, my favorite character, Maggie, was a Rockette at the age of 17. That's kismet! I'm 17!
But how will you get to New York City? You don't even have a car.
I read about this travel agency on Yelp.
Hi, are you here about the receptionist job?
Yeah, I was in here a while back to visit my cousin Margie. I talked to some other guy, smooth talker, you know, a bull...
Sister? You said you're Margie's sister?
No, her cousin. Second cousin, really.
So, who let you into the office?
The door was open. I knocked and it swung open. I'm a hard rapper, I guess. Iced tea?
You're a rapper like Iced tea?
No. I was offering you an iced tea. The rapping opened the door. It wasn't locked. Here's my resume. Sorry, I meant to bring one, but I figured since I was waiting.
This is pretty impressive. You know this is just a receptionist job, right?
Oh, another new receptionist. Hi. Don't I know you? You told her this is just receptionist, right? I'm taking over the office management. I'm management here.
Yes, she knows. I told her.
Just so that's straight.
She's Margie's cousin.
Yes, so as you can see on my resume, I majored in accounting.
Just for a semester, right?
No, who would do that? My degree is in accounting. No one gets a degree in a semester.
Charlie, this is Sammy. Sammy, Charlie.
Nice to meet you, Sammy. Wait, Sammy Knoll?
Are you Native American?
Yes. How do you...
Let's just call it a hunch.
What hunch?
I am 1/4 Cherokee.
I would never have guessed.
Well, I'd say you're hired. At least on a trial basis. It's an odd place to work, so we'll just take it one day at a time.
Valerie Bertinelli.
I'll take it. Welcome to It's About Time Travel Agency, where dreams come true.
Hi. I want a one-way ticket to New York City. I'm going to be a Rockette.
Are you a Rockette scientist?
What? No, I'm a dancer.
You're sort of tiny for a dancer.
I couldn't help but overhear. A Rockette? I love those old chorus lines.
My hero started out as a Rockette.
I love a good Rockette inspirational story. Why don't you come back to my office and...
I think we can hear the story right here. 7 Charlie. LJ8Bay, hello.
I am soon to be engaged. There's no hanky-panky in my future, trust me.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Amanda.
So, What's the story?
My hero, Suzanne Rogers, got her start as a Rockette and then was on Days of Our Lives for over 30 years. I feel like I know her.
You could meet her and maybe be Rockettes together.
We can't promise that.
But it could happen.
I don't understand.
Well, it works like this.
Kick and two and three and four.
And kick! Higher, hun. Stretch that hammy just like the good old days.
Oh my!
You're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy.
Or Goose Creek, either.
I want to...
Go to New York City!
But how did you...
No, believe me. We know.
Trust us on this one. The Big Apple.
And Amanda O'Keefe.
You know my name?
You did sign a contract out there with Charlie, did you not?
She did sign a contract with Charlie, did she not?
She did. You did. And what a brave little toaster you are, sweetie.
I don't know that I'm terribly brave, but I'm ready to make a leap of faith.
Hallelujah, sister.
And can I get a amen?
Amen?
And we are off to the races.
Not literally races, darling. You're off to New York City.
Home of off-off-Broadway.
Lady Liberty.
What a doll.
And now, Amanda O'Keefe. Hey.
Are you talking to me? I don't see anyone else here, so you must be talking to-
Cut the crap, Zach. You know there's no pets inside Follywood. Out on the back patio is fine, but not in here.
What pet?
I can see the bird on your shoulder. I'm not blind, you know.
Oh, this is my parrot, Keith.
That's too big to be a- Wait, I see what you did there. Still, clever or not, you and Keith have to go out back.
Fine.
So, you needed to see me, Erica?
Don't do that!
Do what?
You always manage to sneak up on me. Generally speaking, I have eyes in the back of my head, a sixth sense. You have to in this business.
I could see where that might be handy.
You somehow elude me.
And back to the original question. Was there something you needed to tell me, or is this just a social occasion?
You told me to keep an eye on the bathroom. The portal.
And?
I've seen a man. He's come out of the John 3 times in the past week, but I've never seen him come in the front door. Here are 2 pictures.
How did you get these?
I set up a webcam. It just snaps away all day. I clear the cache every night, but when something weird is going on, I save them to the cloud.
Not very clear.
The cloud? It's like a virtual external hard drive?
No, I get the cloud. I meant the pictures aren't very clear.
Oh, I got the camera at Dollar General.
Really?
A girl's gotta have priorities. It did the job. Sort of.
This is interesting. It looks a lot like...
Who?
I don't want to say. I need to double check. Good work!
Thanks. Do you want a drink while you're here on the house?
No. I've got to get back and dig into this.
Zach, I told you to move it. Out back, now! Sorry about that, Anna. Anna? She's like a ghost. Sorry!
You better watch your step. Lucky you didn't get run over. Those taxi drivers don't have a clue.
I will.
You don't have a clue either. Be careful. You might not be so lucky next time.
Thank you! Why, hello! What's your name? And what are you doing running around the Big Apple all alone? You're lucky you didn't get run over. Those taxi drivers. You're right. I don't have a clue, but I can't let you just run around loose. You're coming with me. Luckily, I have a bit of yarn in my bag. It's not much of a leash, but it will have to do. That's funny. You're right. Yarn is another word for tail, and this will make quite the tale when I talk to the folks back in Charleston. I'm gonna call you Toto. Like that funny man said at the travel agency, this isn't Kansas.
There, that does it. 12 pages on earthquakes in the Charleston area. Steve! Hey!
Done with that already?
It's not like it's so hard. I mean, all this stuff is on Google.
Technically, it's not on Google. There's a specific algorithm.
An algorithm? He did not invent the internet, Steve. Or Google, for that matter. Don't let Steve's inner geek get in the way of a good conversation.
It's not really an inner geek when it's right out there in the open, now is it?
You say tomato, I say geek. But if you prefer...
You two never stop, do you?
It's all in good fun.
Until someone loses an eye.
So what's the fascination with earthquakes? I didn't really get a plate tectonics vibe during my interview.
I am a Teutonic god.
Tectonic, not Teutonic, Charlie. The movement of plates... on second thought, never mind.
I could go for a plate of bratwurst, suddenly.
Anyway, the theory is that earthquakes and the portals are related. We're trying to map out...
TMI! TMI! Maji told me some weird stories about this place, but I just want to sit and answer the phone and take reservations.
Anyway, could you print that out for me?
Ever hear of the paperless office? As you wish.
I know it's around here somewhere. I wish I could have brought my iPhone with me. I am totally lost without my GPS.
Are you interested in buying a nice watch? Maybe for a Father's Day gift? I have a Holex here, which is just like a Rolex, but a whole lot less expensive.
What?
That was a joke. What, they don't have humor in Hicksville?
Of course they have humor. Wait, you can tell I'm not from the big city?
Well, let's just say the wide-eyed look and spinning in circles with your arms extended was sort of a clue. By the way, you've got yarn wrapped around you, and your dog looks like it's choking a bit. You keep him on sort of a short leash, don't you?
Oh my gosh, Toto! I'm sorry, boy!
Toto? Oh, Lord. You are looking to make it in the big city that never sleeps, aren't you?
I guess I wear my heart on my sleeve.
And your tap shoes.
What?
Your tap shoes are hanging over your shoulder. Between the wide eyes, the spinning in place, what's next? Throwing your hat up in the air?
What?
Actually, I just had an idea for a TV show, but it would never work in New York City. Maybe somewhere in the Midwest.
What?
I'm sorry. What?
I totally lost my train of thought. Wait. How do I get to Radio City Music Hall? And don't say practice.
How did you know? Radio City Music Hall? Well, it's really simple. We're on Madison Avenue, so all you have to do is go down to 50th Street and make a left. You can't miss it.
Thanks so much. Everyone told me New York City was such a scary place, but all I see are friends I haven't met yet.
Wait, what's your name?
Amanda O'Keefe.
Remember the little people when you're a big star.
Okay, I only can read the order once, then the document will self-destruct. It's latest in secret-keeping technology from Kremlin.
I understand. I have keen mind, and I'm like a photographic memorization person.
Last time was blurred lines with your photograph. I listen closely, and then we'll be succeeding to the mission.
I am still surprised the two of you were picked after that cigar incident with Castro last year.
Fidel is not wrapped too tight, and the cigars were from KGB. It was supposed to be bug, but nothing was proven.
Sergei planted an idea in Fidel's ear. We will see who gets the credit when the mission...
Shush, walls have ears.
Can we get back to message now?
Fine by me.
Sergei Belidnikov and Katya Lukin, you have been tasked with infiltrating the Radio City rockets and changing their focus to ballet. Once this is complete, we will insert agents into the company and force the American people to embrace a communist future, complete with Bush. The auditions for this year are in April. Sergei, you have been appointed to the Rocket Audition Committee. This is the result of years of cocktail parties and more than one CD rendezvous. Don't blow this. Signed, Leonid Badnuski. I hope we go back to eating document.
Open the hatch. We go to Concord, New York. One Broadway tradition at a time.
Gosh, Toto, look at that line. There has to be 100 girls auditioning to be a rocket.
108 to be precise. I just got my number. 109, counting you.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Be cool. Be cool. Be cool.
Are you okay?
It
is her. Be calm, Amanda. Be calm.
Hello?
Hi. Yes. Hello. Okay. I am... okay.
I'm Suzanne.
Amanda. Nice to meet you. Suzanne, could you pinch me? Ow!
Yes, it's real. Do you want me to hold your dog while you get your number?
Suzanne, holding my dog. Yes.
Maybe I should have pinched you harder.
No, I'm fine. This is Toto. I'll go get my number. Holy Mother of Mercy! Suzanne Rogers is holding my dog! And I don't even own a dog! This day cannot get any weirder. So close.
Yep, we're in the next group.
I know you are going to do fantastic. I just hope I can do half as well as you.
Just remember to smile and kick real high.
Just go in there and show them your truth.
Kick it up a notch.
Do not kick it up a notch. They're looking for blenders, not stars.
I don't think it would hurt to stand out a little bit.
You got that right, sister. My last audition, I was the only one with fishnets on, and believe me, they knew who I was.
Oh yeah, I remember that like it was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
And how did that work out for you?
They said they'd call.
Yes, they did.
And did they?
No, they didn't.
Oh no, they didn't.
But they knew who we were.
Oh yes, they did.
Like I said, blend. Maybe with a little flair, but blend.
I'm sticking with you.
Everyone, back in line. You all have your numbers, so don't get the line mixed up. It's only your careers, so big deal.
Seems like a pretty lively group of young ladies this time.
Russell, are you okay? You seem a little, well, down, and that doesn't happen that often.
I'm just worried about... Poodles! Poodles, my good boy!
I'm pretty sure he's a terrier.
He is, but his name is Poodles. Where'd you find him?
Up near 45th and Madison.
Were you trying to go home, you naughty boy? I've been staying at the Roosevelt. That's right around the corner from here. Poodles has such a good sense of direction. Come up to the front here and let's see your kicks.
You want to see my shoes?
What? No, your kicks. I need to see how limber you are.
My friend Suzanne helped with Poodles, too.
Fine, bring her, too. Okay, now both of you. One, two, kick. Now turn, two, kick into the right, two, kick. Oh, you two look fabulous.
Enough with the kicks. Let's see a little ball change action.
Saragi, this is my audition.
The big boss said I could come in and work with you. Is group decision now, by committee. The central committee.
Resistance is futile.
I don't like the look of these two at all. Too clean.
I'm putting my foot down.
Is there something we can help you with, Mr. Russell?
Sir?
Don't worry, girls. You are in. Too clean? I'll show you dirty, mister. I don't know where you worked before this, but I can assure you that around here...
Around here? Times, they are... changing.
The line is drawn, and it's a party line.
Two can play that tune. I will take this to the man.
I thought you were the man.
Honey, there's always another man to take it to. And I'm going to do it.
Two nice guys getting real sci-fi, making trouble of an ancient kind. If you get impatient, just keep in mind that it's about time.
Thank you for listening to the Cardinal James Show's production of It's About Time. Please visit itsabouttimetravelagency.com and join our listeners club. Members will have an opportunity to win It's About Time merchandise in addition to getting advance notice of upcoming events. And if you enjoyed the show, please go to iTunes and leave a review. Doing so will help spread the word and build our listener community. It's About Time. Rockettes Red Glare Part 1, starring Charlie James and Stephen Cardinal, was written by Rob Britt and featured the voice talents of Tessa Payne, Layla Auld, Deb Britt, Rob Britt, Raul Ceballos, Sarah Wallace Craven, Ryan Ehlert, Tara Howlinger, and Jody Riley. Sound editing by Charlie James. Artwork by Sheila Kern.